Hey everyone, welcome to Pray Today for September 21st. I can't believe we're two-thirds of the way through our hymns month of September. If you know me, then you know that I admire nature. I admire God's creation, especially birds, the sounds of birds, clouds, sunrises, sunsets, and the older that I get, the more that I appreciate God's creation. I love the sound of leaves that are skittering across the street in the cool fall breeze. But I've got a confession for you today. I have not taken time lately to spend time marveling in God's creation. Today's hymn was written by a pastor who lived in the 1800s in New York. And his name was Maltby Babcock. And this hymn was published after his death in 1901. But Maltby would often take walks and telling his wife that he was going to go out and see his father's world. And he obviously made it a habit of stopping long enough in his life to thoroughly enjoy God's creation. I think that might be why this hymn resonates with me so much. Now, this hymn may not be the most popular of the hymns that we are doing this month, but I want you to listen to the beautiful lyrics of this song. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me never forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King, let the heavens ring. God reigns, let the earth be glad. Aren't those beautiful lyrics? I want to challenge you today. I think we did this early in the year, but I want to do this again, that today we pause and we marvel at God's creation. The sights, the sounds, the smell of fall as we enter this fall season. Let's pray about that and thank God for what he has created. Father, I want to give you so much thanks for the trees, the rocks, the birds, the clouds, the smells of the fall season. Father, thank you so much that you have created this earth so beautifully. This is your world, Lord, and you have given it to us to enjoy. Father, may we have our eyes wide open today as we go outside, even if it's walking to our car after work or from school or just walking out onto our porch this evening. Lord, may we remember that you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. And Lord, we look forward to the day that we can dwell with you in heaven and then that day that you establish your new kingdom on earth, and earth will be perfect. Lord, in the meantime, may we see and hear and smell and notice the beauty all around us. Lord, we know that that's so therapeutic to our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for your creation. Go with us today and guide us and help us to see the blessings that you give us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Oh no.